Swami, you carry this thing with you everywhere you go, don't you? All right, let's just put it back over here. It'll be nice and safe.
Thank you. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
Born.
concerning what they had been told about this child. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which are just as they had been told.
To a blind man. You holiday for all the same reasons that children throughout the world still look forward to the season. Christmas meant school was out. Christmas meant great food. Christmas meant lots of toys and other presents. As I grew a little older, my feelings began to change. In high school and college, the only thing that Christmas vacation meant was midterms. Sweaters and socks, while nice, didn't provide the same sort of excitement when being unwrapped on Christmas morning. Christmas became another holiday. However, as I've continued to grow older and I'd like to think a little more mature, I found myself getting excited about the holiday season all over again. The tangible gifts haven't changed that much since high school. The reason for the holiday hasn't changed either. What has changed is the realization of its purpose. For me, Christmas is no longer a reason to get out of school. It's not a chance to unwrap the latest gadget or gift. Christmas is now an opportunity. It's an opportunity to praise God for the wonderful family and relatives I have. An opportunity to thank Him for the family and friends that support me. Thank Him for the amazing family and fans who allow me the opportunity to do what I love. It's an opportunity to serve and think about the gifts and blessings I've received over the past year. And an opportunity to do my best to give a gift worthy of each person who's helped me along the way. That's probably why I love Joyful Noise so much. Not only is it dedicated to God for all the blessings that He's given me, but it's dedicated to each of you for being those blessings. We make this joyful noise for you.
Do something that we're going to have to do because I told them we wouldn't.
My mom and dad?
Your mom and dad. We don't really get mom and dad together very often.
Started at the beginning of November.
to it. So we're going to challenge you for 2006 to do the same thing and not wait till December to tell the people that you care about that you do care about them and tell them how much you love them, that you don't save the spirit of the season for Christmas Day. Bitches.
new